am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, take it over. I got a piece of this wonderful flank steak jerky in my mouth, and I can't talk anymore, man.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the weekend. It's that time to grab a meat stick or a piece of jerky, your favorite brew, and your favorite girl, and enjoy
maybe not
a
in
couple
that order.
Days off. No, you should grab the brew first.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget to like us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. Give us a like. Check us out. Follow. And post some pictures. If you've got a cool grill, if you're grilling something really cool, we have some people out there that are regulars, but there's thousands of you that don't post. And we'd love to see what you're doing. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. Our website is called The Grillin' Guys. It's got hundreds and hundreds of recipes. You can find old shows on there. You can click on the podcast link in the top right corner of the website, and we'll send this right to your phone. So if you can't join us during the weekend, you can just take it for your ride to work, and
yep.
It'll give you something to criticize.
Great link to our favorite meat market, Sobey Meats, right?
Great link.
Yeah, there's a link on our website.
Oh, Patty.
Yeah, right. No, there's a breakfast link. Those are good, too. See, it all comes back to that, right? It just all comes back to that. But anyway, Tim, welcome to the studio. Glad you're here, brother.
Good to be here.
Yeah, and we got a lot to talk about today. During the break, we were talking a little bit about meat prices during this crazy COVID thing that we had. And take us through that cycle that happened. We started in March, and now we're, you know, in October. And I think I saw a skyrocket, then I saw it come back down, and now you said it might be going back up again.
Yeah, a few things are going up, but absolutely, that the skyrocket hit. Some things went up 2.5 to 3 times
right.
the regular price. It was just crazy. And they predicted early on prices were going to crash as quickly as they went up. And I was being a doubting Timmis. I thought, well, I'm going to have to see that to believe it. And it was true. Once they started to tumble, they came down really quickly. A few things hung in there that were stubborn, but that was because of manpower, and they didn't have enough people to separate certain muscles out and things like that. Things, you know, stabilized, but pork is certainly what's kind of taken off again right now.
Yeah, you know, and I shop at Sobey Meats, you know that. But when you walk through Meijer, grabbing groceries or whatever you're doing, any one of these big box stores, I've been seeing in the last maybe month ago, you walk by the meat counter and there's buy one, get one free, and they've got pork loins on sale for 99 cents a pound or some stupid thing like that. It's like, why the glutton of pork? And you're saying, well, that was then, this is now, right? It's changed again.
Yeah, and I think part of that, when they were processing the pigs, they didn't have enough people. So they were taking chunks, and part of that was the loin, especially the loin with the bone attached. So many pigs were coming through, and they needed bellies and other cuts that were in the higher demand. Well, every pig still has two loins and two hams on the back, two in the front, et cetera.
Right.
So they were taking some of those cuts, loins being one of them, and going to the freezer with them. Now we got to start getting freezer space.
Right.
So they're dumping them off at a cheap price.
I see.
They're getting over that hump. Prices are on the way back up again.
Sure.
And we were talking about, I'd mentioned to you that the swine flu in China, that pork is their number one meat. So the swine flu knocked out half their herd. Well, the unfortunate thing for us is they've been quietly buying up a bunch of our meat producers. Like, they own Smithfield Bacon, and anytime China owns something, it really means the Chinese Communist Party owns it. So that's not good for you. It's not good for us, because they're a horrible regime. I don't want to patronize them, so I'm not buying Smithfield Bacon. No way.
Thank you.
No stinking way.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to Sobeys or whoever my local butcher is.
Right.
I'm not going to buy Smithfield.
And just keep using that local source. Wherever your local butcher is,
mm-hmm.
use that, because chances are he might
not
be.
It's a local pig.
A local pig, yeah. And use that local product up. Keep that local farmer working all the way through.
So let's talk about that supply chain a minute, because one of the things, you know, I read a lot about food just because it's what we do here. And there was a shortage of butchers, not at your level, retail butchers, but slaughterhouses, I guess is a better word, where the growers were having a problem getting in line to get
processing.
Their animals processed before they get to you.
Yeah.
Is that still out there? Or do you hear about that or not?
Oh, yeah. It's So there's a couple of chunks there. So even where we are for retail butchers, there's a shortage because years back, you know, there's no trade school. There's nowhere to go for that. The big box stores, and one that starts with an M, but they quit doing their own cutting years and years ago.
They got boxed meat.
They got boxed meat. So it comes in, you know, all ready to go. You got a stock boy puts it all out, so to speak. So there's not as many meat cutters that were out there to begin with. Consequently, they went to do something else. So there is a shortage, and we're always looking for that next person at Sobey Meats anyways. With the slaughter facilities, there were plenty of animals in the pipeline. The problem was not enough people to process those animals.
Because that's brutal work.
Yeah, and that's the hiccup. The big producers, though, they take, I call a disassembly line. You start with a side of beef on a hook, and when you're done, you got an empty hook. So each job in the big ones, they're running, it's like a 10 to 15 second job at each station.
It just rolls
by.
It
just rolls. Whack, it's whack, on a whack, conveyor, whack, whack, and you're whack. Disassembling those chunks as it keeps on moving down the line. So it's having enough people, and certainly in those facilities, you have people that are working literally shoulder to shoulder in some of those places, or within 4 to 5 feet. So they had to put, you know, plastic between one another and all the PPE that we know and dearly love all the time. That's a real issue. So then if they had too many people that tested positive, that facility was literally shut down. So already back, let's see, we're in October now, already back in about July, slaughterhouses, even local ones, they were booking into next January and February already.
Wow. That
they were booked solid.
So some of these animals are staying in the barn longer.
That is correct, yep.
And so what does that do? Because there's a period of time, an Angus, right? An Angus calf that, what do you raise them to, a year and a half? 2 years generally? What's that number usually?
Yeah, they're usually around in that, if they're fed properly, in that 14 to 18 month period, they're ready to go to market.
Right.
But if you know this in advance, you're not going to start fattening them when you normally would. You're going to hold off and you're just going to keep them on regular feed, right?
They grow, though. They're an animal. They're going to grow.
They're going to eat and grow.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And but there's a cutoff where cattle will grow an extra tooth, and the feds use 30 months as a gauge. But it's like humans, you don't all get your wisdom teeth at the same time.
Right.
And it's not like, gee, I'm 29 months and 29 days, and tomorrow I'm 30 months old, and I grew these teeth overnight.
Right.
They come in at different times. But if they grow that extra tooth on the bottom, they're disqualified from being choice. They're downgraded to, like, select.
Really?
Which the farmer takes a hit at that point.
Well, sure, because there's price-wise yeah. difference, yep.
So even as cattle are and pigs, you know, were getting bigger, they couldn't get slaughtered, you kill the same amount of animals and you're maybe 10 to 15% bigger animal, you have 10 to 15% more meat in the pipeline.
But it's lower grade.
It might not be. The chance is there with cattle, of course.
Right, right.
But hopefully they should be getting them in before they get to that 30 months.
Right. So where are we then now? What do you see going in the next 6 months? I mean, is there a glutton still? Is it getting back to normal? What's your feel for that?
I would say the glutton of people thinking, oh my God, you know, the end of the world is coming. I got to fill my freezer. That certainly has diminished. And at least what we see in our market, people are back into coming in a couple, 3 times a week buying fresh.
Right.
So I think that should mainstay and keep going that way.
Right.
Get back into normal.
Do you see prices stabilizing, or are we starting to creep up? You mentioned pork earlier.
Yep.
What about beef? What about poultry? We don't hear much about poultry. What's that market look like?
Poultry, actually, some of the things have even come down a little bit. So poultry is a great value right now. Some beef has gone up a little bit. That Christmas ribeye, hang on, because they're stupid high right now, and they may not be coming down.
Really?
Yeah, they usually fall off this time of year, but that's not happening. They're almost as much now as at Christmas time. There's not much room to go. Prime rib, baby.
All right, coming up next, we might talk a little prime rib, because now you wet my whistle. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. you know you're dying for a good root beer float.